This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio here in Raleigh, North Carolina at the ASTA 2025. Well, let's call it an educational conference. Let's call it a show of all kinds of vendors. Let's call it a networking thing. So happy to be here, honored to be here. Ryan Reagan just one day just pressed the button and said, be there. And I'm here and I'm interviewing him next.
Take your Napa Auto Care Center to the next level with the Napa Auto Care Gold Certified Program. Gold Certified shops, well, they stand out. Build trust and enjoy exclusive benefits designed to drive business growth. Contact your Napa representative today to get started with Gold Certified.
Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Hey, everybody. It's the Ryan Reagan Show. How are you? It's been 1 year since we interviewed. Exactly. 1 year since you, the executive director of ASTA.
Exactly.
Last year, you come up to me and he says, we're moving to a different, bigger place. And boy, one thing I know about you, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. Oh my God. I would love to ask you, what is it like to pull off something this big? But I don't know if my audience would care about what it takes from behind the scenes to do it. But if you think about the training and the booths and that you have a 4-digit figure of registered guests that are going to be here, what is that, double than last year?
Yeah, it's probably about 34%, 35% more than last year so far.
And why? Is it because you had more room, more hotels, bigger spaces, or you made more noise?
Well, you make more noise. And, you know, I made a lot of changes to the expo. And, you know, I understand from a vendor perspective what their job is. They have to have an ROI to attend shows. And the way it was done in the past is they couldn't, there wasn't any time or space carved out for them to have a real conversation with shop owners and really find out their needs and see if their products could fit it. And so, you know, tonight, as a matter of fact, you know, 5 to 8, the show floor is open, but only for owners. And they can have those conversations and really do it. And then tomorrow we'll open the show for everybody. And then, you know, the techs can come in and see all the cool equipment and the neat stuff and get the pens and the hats. And so it's kind of a win for everybody. And this is just iteration one. I'm going to change it more moving forward.
So, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's going to change more. I mean, my dream end result that I'm looking for really is, you know, Thursday, Friday is a owner trade show. You have the owners here, the trade show, more like this, and owner training. And then Saturday, Sunday is the techs, and it's more of a tool show where, you know, the techs can come in, do their training, and then hit the buy tools, get equipment, do that type of thing. That's kind of where I'm looking to take it.
You were an industry outsider 1 year ago. I mean, we're talking about next year, 2026, you have to start planning like in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and you were brand new and you saw what you had last year and you had to make changes. But as far as you becoming so ingrained and embedded in the industry, you had to have a lot of help. You must have, what did you do to become as savvy on the industry as you have in the last year?
I think, you know, there was a lot of help. I mean, the board members, you know, Alan, obviously, Tanika, MB, I mean, Benji, all of them, they introduce you to everybody they can introduce you to, and you get to talk to them. I'm fortunate enough to have Jesse work with me, and Jesse is, you know, best staff I could ever ask for.
That's funny.
And she knows everybody, and she'll introduce me to people, and then it's just, you know, honestly listening to them. You know, what are their pain points? What's going on with them?
When you think of the word staff, you're thinking of 4 or 5 people. And that's why I kind of chuckled a bit. Jesse, if you're listening.
She does the work of 4 or 5 people.
That's what I meant. And I laughed because I think tongue in cheek, you meant to say she does that level of work.
It's amazing stuff. I actually told her after, you know, Sunday, I said, Sunday around noon when you leave here, I don't want to hear from you for a week.
No, but
go into witness protection.
No, I went up and talked to her. I says, so you taking all next week off? She goes, I don't think I can.
She says that, but I had that conversation again with her today. She said, well, I'll do Thursday, Friday. Right. You're doing all week.
Yeah, I know. All right.
I'm like, I will take away your computer. I'm like, go away.
Amazing. What was your biggest challenge pulling this thing off?
We were stretched pretty thin. We did have a group help us. You know, we had hired some help, you know, from a planning and consulting side, Sterling Group. They've been magnificent for us, you know, kind of helping us and having that other set of eyes from a different point of view. To me, the biggest challenge was, are we going to get enough people here to make the vendors happy? And is there going to be enough great training and a great setup and great events to get the people here?
Yeah.
We'd never had a theme. We were one of the only expos never had a theme, and I decided we would have a theme.
All right. Okay, let's go there. All right. I'm hesitating because I don't know how to quite say what last night was like. It was one of the most wild opening nights I've ever seen at a conference. And it starts out because the theme is this alien theme.
Yeah.
Where the hell did you come up with that?
We were kicking around themes one day, and I started talking about, you know, when you look at reviews of our show, and I've talked to people in the past, they always say that we have this great training. And all the other shows, you know, nothing against them. They do what they do, but everybody keeps telling me I go to that show and you guys have the best training. And, you know, so it just kind of became this thing where I said, well, our training's out of this world. And then once that statement came out, that's when all the alien things came
out. Okay. So I won't describe it as well as we probably both can, but he was saying, oh yeah, we're going to do sumo wrestling. You've got the bull,
mechanical bull.
I've never seen a dartboard that they use throw balls at ever.
It's huge.
And on everywhere you went into this ballroom, there was something big and different. And in the center of the ballroom was a sumo wrestling mat.
Oh, yeah.
And so he calls me up 2 months ago and says, hey, I want you to, and I think it was going to be me and
Josh. You and Josh.
Me and Josh Parnell. And I immediately said yes, hung up the phone, told my wife, and she goes, you had eye surgery 2 days ago.
Josh probably would have taken advantage of that.
I know. And so the doctor says, you can't even travel. I'm not even sure you can get on a plane to go to Aspen. Anyway, it healed and everything, but the doctor said no rough stuff for at least 3 months. Just, it's almost like, can I cut my lawn? He says, after 3 weeks, and I'm going back to him and he's just got to kind of release me. So I said, I really can't do it. I said, but I said, can I be the ring announcer?
You did a great job. I heard that Bruce Buffer from the UFC is probably going to lose his job. You, I can see it.
He goes up, he says, the only thing I'll tell you to do, Carm, is to please say, are you ready to rumble? And of course I did. And then I went up to all of our guys in the main events. There were 3 main events. And I said, what name would you like to be introduced at? Like every wrestler or crazy person says, you know. And so Pollock says the Beast from the East. And Zeb Beard says, I don't know. And I looked at him and I said, the Arkansas Animal.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I love that. And so we're going on. And then I said, how about a song? And everybody's picking a song, and the DJ didn't have them all. He downloaded them for us.
Very good. And
it all came together. We had a riot. But Brian Pollock against
Zeb was hysterical.
I guess Zeb. I mean, we're talking, I'm guessing, 280 pounds, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Versus 170.
Yeah, it was.
And the last, he crushed him.
After the first round, I told Zeb, go low, but I didn't mean just fall on your stomach and let the man trample you to death. So, you know, a little miscommunication there in that. I don't know.
So, and then to make it even better, there's aliens walking around with champagne.
Yeah.
There's aliens walking on their hands and feet that are 10 foot tall.
Pretty crazy.
There's aliens.
Yeah, that one creeped me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know she was there, and I turned around. I was like, what in the world is that?
The one from the new Trade Center, all the glass, all the mirrors
on the face and
the body. And that was... It was spectacular to stop and think that all this stuff could be true someday.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of crazy. I enjoyed it. You know, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, we'd had an off-site location, and they had some roof issues and had to cancel. So we were like scrambling. What are we going to do? And I'm like, well, let's just see what we can do. Let's just make up a party and do whatever we want to do. And it ended up being a lot of fun.
Do you think people will ask for this back next year?
I think so. I think. We have to look at it. You know, I always tell people, there's 3 things I want you to do when you leave this show that I hope for you. Because let's be honest, in a few days, you're going to be back in the shop and the real world starts to fall on you and the pressure's there. And I want you, I hope when you run into a problem that you got enough education and knowledge from this show that helps you get over it. I hope when it's just a miserable day and you just feel like you're getting beat down, that you have a memory of that night that was something so hysterically funny you can laugh your way through that problem. And then the last thing I hope is I hope that sometime during this conference, you met somebody and networked with them that when you have a problem, you know, you got somebody you can call and ask advice.
What was the hardest thing that you had to do to pull this thing off?
For me, I think it was just getting people to believe it was possible. You know, I had board members.
Go bigger, go home, right?
Well, yeah. I had board members. It's like, you know, that's a lot of promises. That's a big, you know, undertaking. You know, if you're going to get all this stuff done, you say you're going to do. And I don't think a lot of them really believed it could be done in a short time. But it's kind of like I was telling somebody, you know, about Dabo Swinney when he took over at Clemson. You know, he was an interim coach, and he didn't even know if he was going to have that job. They just had him as an interim, and he was in a meeting with the athletic directors and all these people, and one of them made the comment, well, we're not going to be Alabama football. And so Dabo couldn't take it anymore, and he stood up and said, if we're not at least going to try to be like Alabama, what are we even doing here? So people can tell us, look, we're not SEMA. I get it. We don't have 15,000 people. But I'm going to strive to be like that. I mean, every day I'm going to sit here and think, okay, how do we get bigger? How do we grow this? But still keep this networking and this small town kind of feel, because, I mean, that's the best part about what we do. But I'm always going to look for ways to grow this, always look to make it better. I had somebody tell me, you look like the SEMA of the East. That's a great compliment. Keep it coming. So,
does the word class mean anything to you?
Yeah, I mean, it does. You know, I think being able to do what you say you're going to do, you know, and people always talk about, you know, integrity and all this stuff, you know, doing the right thing when nobody's looking. To me, it's doing the right thing when everybody's looking. It doesn't matter who's looking at you. You would do it that way every single time. You do not change.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I stress. But it was hard. You know, we had bumps in the road. We had last minute, you know, cancels of this and that.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I had one class that canceled that really just gutted me. That so
it was,
and we couldn't get a replacement, but we were going to have three EVs up there, upstairs in the hallways, in the pillars doing certs, you know, actual live certifications on EVs. Yeah. And I was like, well, that one fell through. So I was bummed out. But
now that you know what it takes to become a Napa Gold Auto Care Gold certified shop, let's talk about the real value, what you get when you achieve gold. This isn't just about status. It's about tangible benefits that grow your business. Gold certified shops receive premium placement on NapaOnline.com at no additional cost. With millions of site visits each year, your shop will be one of the top options consumers see when they search locally. That visibility, it means more cars in your bays. You'll also get $1,500 annually in marketing funds for pre-approved co-branded messaging, helping you connect with your community while benefiting from the national reach of Napa branding. Combine that with preferential referrals, and you've got a powerful marketing advantage. Gold certified status enhances consumer confidence with an extended 36-month, 36,000-mile peace of mind warranty and local labor coverage, proving you stand behind your work. You'll also gain access to award-winning Napa Auto Tech training for technicians and service advisors, helping improve efficiency, reduce comebacks, and support retention. Additional benefits include Napa credit card financing rebates, year-round peak performance promotions, Napa Trax shop management software, SmartSign Pro customer engagement displays, a team tool rebate to invest in your technician's success, and a $300 annual credit toward Master Technician or Blue Seal ASE certification. Gold certified membership is designed to help you recruit, retain, and deliver the best experience to every customer. Are you ready to elevate your shop? Contact your local Napa representative today to see if you qualify and start your journey to gold certified. Contact your local Napa sales representative today to see if you qualify and start your journey to gold certified. Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. Napa Trax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. Napa Trax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Napa Trax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Talk about picking classes. This has got to be one of the toughest things to do.
Yeah, we get our board committee, you know, we have an education committee, our board members. We hunkered down at the office. We got all the submissions in, and then we start going through them. And, you know, we kind of rate them. We look at, you know, what they've done in the past. You know, how well are they known? What's the content? Is this really good content? Is this relevant content? Is it worn out? You know, has it been done too many times? Because we do want things that are new and on the cutting edge. it takes quite a few days of sitting there with whiteboards and spreadsheets and mapping it out and to move this person here. And there's still things that I see that we'll improve upon in that. We were fortunate enough to have BTS do a TS certification class for us, but we did it on a Thursday. I prefer that class is on a Saturday because tire shops are more apt to send people on a Saturday. So it's just little tweaks that my mind's always running, like, how can we make this better? How can we do this better? And I have a whole list of things as soon as we leave here that I know I'm going to change.
Sure you are. Why continuing education? What would you say to all the people that live on the East Coast of U.S.?
I'm going to tell you, continuing education, I always compare this to IT. If you're in the IT world and, you know, every year you're going back and getting a new Microsoft cert, you're getting this cert, you're getting this. If you don't, you fall behind in the blink of an eye. All you're doing today is working on a computerized car. Let's be honest. It's a rolling computer, and it's the same thing. If you don't continually update and get new training and get refreshed and do these things, you're going to fall behind. And new models come out, new cars, new changes. You've got to stay up on it. And it makes a difference. And it'll make it, if you're an owner, it makes a difference in your shop if your people are training. Your customers are going to know this. I mean, it's less returns, it's less issued, but you have to stay up on it. And everybody that, you know, I don't need that training, I've been doing this for years. We've had people at this show that have sat in a training class that have been turning a wrench for 20 years and walked out like, I never knew half of that stuff. And I've been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's amazing to really look at the portfolio of training that you have. And Tracy and I sat through a portion of Margaret Light's class. Mm-hmm. And when you stop and think that Margaret, as a therapist, was speaking about life and life's challenges, and the room was engaged with her, asked a ton of great questions, and life goes on. And it was refreshing to see Margaret here and having some topics that you typically wouldn't see.
Yeah. And look, we want to be that way. I mean, I'm big on finance, marketing, branding, leadership, mental health, you know, all types of things. Because look, life does go on. I mean, I just think we've come so disconnected as a society, especially throughout the internet and all this stuff, that now more than ever, people forget that when this person leaves this shop and goes home, they have a life. They have bills. They have family issues. They have drama. They have sick relatives. They have kids that are ill. They have kids in school. It's like we're so disconnected because we don't talk anymore, really. Nobody just talks to each other anymore and engages and interacts. And I just think people forget it. And anything we can do to help remind that, I mean, is beneficial. And I just find it humorous, the, you know, we were talking about this earlier, just some of the stigmas and the connotations of, you know, oh, you're just a mechanic, or that you have no idea what it takes to work on a car today. None whatsoever. No,
people don't. They still think it's just like their grandfather's Oldsmobile, and I'll just go to YouTube. And there are some people, I have a friend who bought a scan tool for $500, and he said, Carm, I fixed the wife's 12-year-old car because I had the scan tool. He was a former mechanic years ago. It really rocked my world a little bit. He is a dead fast, I do everything on my own person, okay? He wouldn't go to a professional anytime, anywhere. Doesn't matter if it's a carpenter or electrician, it wouldn't. I just wonder how many, you know, and I just read an article recently about a little bit of a spike up in DIY. Mm-hmm. Part of it was because costs and economy and a lot of things that are going on. But then I just saw that we had a great growth in the economy of, like, I don't know, 3.8%. And so I feel somehow that, and again, you have some gray hair.
Oh, yeah.
I have some gray hair. You know what that means? We've lived through some of these ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen the changes in our industry, and we've seen the changes in our country and our economy. I think there's this nothing but great stuff ahead.
I think so. I think it's a good time for us. I really do. And, you know, the DIYers, they're always going to be out there to a point, but it's getting to a point where you will not be able to do that. It just truly is for a lot of things. I mean, I have a few cars at my house, and there are some of them that, you know, we have a Range Rover. I'm not touching that thing. I don't know anything. You can't even see anything in that car. Now, Jeep, yeah, it's a little different. But even now, the new Jeep, it's so complicated and convoluted. For my own mental sanity, that's going to a shop. It's not, I'm not doing it. And, but I've seen that evolution, and so have you at our age, because, you know, I can remember sitting inside the hood of a car, standing inside the hood on one side of an engine block. That ain't happening today.
Not anymore.
No. And so it's a different thing. And it's just going to continue to get that way. And with EVs and all these other things, so it's not going to, think there's a bright future ahead. I think, you know, some of the work you're doing, getting the terminology and the language change is going to be great.
Yeah, I want to talk about that right now. I'm with Ryan Reagan, Executive Director, ASTA, the Automotive Service Tire Association here in the southeast of the U.S., based out of Raleigh.
Right? Yeah.
Thank you for letting me do my speech at lunchtime today. As I'm hustling everywhere, got a couple more engagements coming up in October. To just get this word out, it's lifting the professionalism of our industry through a language shift and what we call each other and what the outside world looks in and sees and what we tell them. You know, I had to do a DVI to your car and they say, whatever that is, I guess it's okay because we don't quite explain it. We're using acronym slang in everything that we do. And we're using lazy language that's been around for way, way too long. So I had a chance today at lunch to, you know, if you will, I call it a ministry. And I don't know why I said that in the last two speeches I gave. I'm on a ministry. And I said, but I didn't have a chance to say I am not a man of the cloth.
Well,
but
I think it was assumed. No, I'm I'm messing with you.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. So, yeah, I thank you for letting me spread. Again, I'm going to go back to. Why am I so, I want to say the word gospel, my gospel of, you know, the specialist, that declaration. Well, it's my listeners right here. RemarkableResults.biz/rise, the rise of the specialist. I mean, I'm getting a lot of traction, a lot of noise. People came up to me and said, I'm going back to the business next week and I'm changing the titles of my people. And I'm going to share this declaration that you wrote and I want to hear their opinions of it. But this is the biggest lift we could possibly ask for in our own business.
And look, it's human nature. We all have egos. Do you want to be a mechanic? Do you want to be a specialist? You know, it's common sense. And when you're applying, if I'm somebody that thinks I'm a very good mechanic and I'm reading this job application, you know, I'm reading the job posting and this guy's saying he wants a mechanical specialist. I'm that good. I can be a mechanical specialist. It's an ego thing, you know, and I'm with you. It's from a consumer standpoint. Would you rather have a technology specialist working on your car? Or would you rather say, hey, here's a mechanic, he'll take care of it?
Yeah. And to my point, when I tell the story up on stage about the Euro shops that have Mercedes specialists, Audi specialists, and people go to these Euro shops because it's their specialty.
Yep.
It's been on our nose for all these years, and yet we choose to be techs or mechanics.
Yep.
And the shortened word tech is from, of course, this word we adopted so many years ago of technician.
Yep.
And we've shortened it to tech because we love short thing. We don't want to spend the extra few seconds to say the right words.
Yeah. And no, it's it. And I think to me, I think the biggest long-term impact from changing that language will be the amount of people that will then go into the industry that are young. I think it changes that landscape for them and they don't view it like that anymore. I think they start to view it as this is a technical and aspiring career that is very disciplined, a lot of knowledge and education. And I think it's going to change that. I mean, look, we've seen this done where people, your marketing plans and things have to change. The United States Army for years, it was, you know, be all you can be and do this and that. And then they realized that wasn't reaching what they wanted. So then it became more about you, an army of one, and it became very personal. And so I think just how you change your messaging, how you change your language, it has a huge impact on who you're bringing into that industry.
One of your members came up to me after my speech and showed me his name tag. And it said technology specialist on the bottom.
Very nice.
I was just thrilled.
But it's true.
Yeah. He was proud of the fact that he wrote it. Although he knows what I'm doing and what I'm saying, the point was he was proud to say that that's his title.
Yeah.
And the instructors that I met from Illinois that are here, they say that they're changing all their language because they've been reading my declaration for a couple of months now because I'm going there to speak. They are changing the titles of all the classes to talk about being specialists.
Yeah, it's going to have a big impact.
I think it's going to. And remember, the audience, get the declaration and read it. But understand, specialists save lives. Mm-hmm. And we go to specialists all the time for focused things that will help us be a better person, or, you know, there's specialists in everything, but that whole medical field, which we love to compare ourselves to.
Yeah.
So, wow.
I've seen too many specialists in that field, unfortunately.
What's the first thing that we're going to see different next year?
I think there'll probably be more expanded show hours for the trade show, for the owners to get out and meet. There could be an additional day, maybe a Sunday, half day. I think you'll see more people. No, it'll be a different theme. We're not doing aliens every time, so it'll be a different theme. I already know what that is, and I've had that for a long time. We'll have another amazing keynote that'll, you know, blow some people's minds.
By the way, thank you for getting me Jim Knight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For I'm interviewing Jim Knight tomorrow. He's our keynoter here at dinner, which is Saturday night. We're recording this on a Friday. And the really cool thing about Jim Knight is I've heard him speak. I got a signed copy of his book. The person who got him hired at the event that I was at was a really good friend of mine. Hmm. He mentioned him in the email back and forth. So we've been going back and forth with stuff. So I'm thrilled. When you hear Jim Knight's episode, you're going to just be blown away.
You know, he's very dynamic and just tremendous speaker, tremendous, just his attitude and his personality and the way he carries himself. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a phenomenal.
Yeah, he worked for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for maybe 20 years.
Yeah, I've been there many times. So.
He wrote a book, Leadership That Rocks, Customer Service That Rocks, and he's got pointed spiky hair.
Yeah.
And he's just a huge presence on stage.
Yeah. You won't miss him. I can assure you. If you walk in a room, you're going to know he's there.
Well, Ryan, thank you for putting on one hell of a great event. And now you are anointed in 1 year in the industry. And good for you.
Yeah, never done. Already thinking about 100 things I'm going to do. Never.
So don't miss Asta next year. Okay?
Yeah.
You'll disappoint this man.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, if you show up, you'll understand what it's about.
Yeah.
Guarantee you.
And you'll learn a lot.
Man.
You'll make money because of that.
You'll learn, you'll make money, and you will make connections that'll last you the rest of your career.
Where else can you go to play with the toys that are here?
Oh, great.
I mean, there are toys on this
floor. There are. I've even got those guys in that blue and gold out there that are doing the virtual stuff.
Hey. There's more to come from me on all of this stuff that's going on. And I got a glimpse today from someone of high caliber in that Napa organization. I had to prick my finger and he had to prick his finger and our blood had to touch so that I wouldn't say anything. But I have to tell you, I was so mesmerized by what's going on. And it's just Napa being able to take and adapt all the stuff that's out there and bring it right down under and next to the car.
They had me down in Atlanta and showed me that at the corporate. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. We did some great interviews. And, you know, Rob and Croy, I got to tell you, they're doing it right. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
And maybe next year when all this stuff is really launched, it is going to be a phenomenal display here.
It's funny because I look at, and that future of what they're doing, and I look at what you're talking about, the terminology, and when you start combining those two things, the youth movement that's going to come as an influx into this industry is going to be something.
I've had a lot of people whisper in my ear while I'm here saying, we're on this thing. Watch the stuff that we're going to start putting out. You're going to see the word specialist car.
Yeah.
It's the greatest warmth in my heart that I could get. Hey, Ryan Regan, thanks, bud.
Hey, I'm always happy. Thanks for having me. It's always good to see you. Tracy, always good to see you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming to the show.
I appreciate you too, man.
All right.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive repair business podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. Get your episodic education on the ARPN listening app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Also, enjoy the podcast on our Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. Carm is all for advancing the professional automotive service industry. Until next time.